Central Time. I'm Judith Sears Poisson. You're with us on the Ideas Network. Coming up, we'll talk about the importance of audible traffic signals for people who are blind or visually impaired. First, protesters came out across Wisconsin this weekend protesting President Trump's zero-tolerance immigration policy. Organizers expected rallies in more than 20 cities across the state, and more than 600 were planned in every state across the country. They were called Families Belong Together, and they protested President Trump's recently ended policy of separating families at the U.S.-Mexico border, those who were accused of entering the country illegally. Jonathan Anderson is a reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Green Bay, and he was covering the protests there on Saturday. Jonathan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So what was the scene like in Green Bay on Saturday?
The scene in Green Bay was a protest along the city's riverfront downtown. There were, we're told, around 700 people who came out in support of the protest. They chanted, they held signs, and they marched around a city block. And they were very vocal in their opposition to separating children from their parents.
And how would you describe the mood of those protesters?
Well, I mean, I think that they were very serious. There's certainly, to the best of my knowledge, there was no, you know, any sort of violence or anything like that. But they were, I think they were very passionate about this issue. They see it as a human rights issue, that it's in their view, a deep injustice that's happening to people at a human level beyond sort of politics or beyond, you know, the legal question of it.
How would you gauge the size and kind of energy of this gathering on Saturday in Green Bay to other protests or rallies in Green Bay?
You know, I think it's a hard question for me to answer. I think it was fairly significant. I believe it was substantially more than what the organizers were expecting. But, I mean, it was probably among some of the largest in the state, except for probably Milwaukee and Madison, which is fairly consistent given their populations.
And who was there? Were there members of Green Bay's immigrant community? Were there members of faith communities? Who was there? Who attended?
Yeah, it was a lot of those people, and it was people from around the region. There were certainly members of the immigrant community, of members from who had, you know, religious roles. There were public officials there as well who you know, opposed this policy. It was a very diverse group.
And what were you hearing from those people who were there marching, showing showing their presence and their support about why they were there?
Sure. I mean, one point clearly was to denounce the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy of separating migrant children from you know, their parents. And, of course, some also here and elsewhere have called for abolishing ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. So those were two very sort of clear and specific messages. But I also sensed that overall this was sort of a broader and more general protest against the way the federal government under President Trump is treating undocumented immigrants and treating those who are being found at the borders, you know, crossing illegally. But the process should be more humane and that the government should not take such an adversarial posture toward them.
It is interesting because, as we said, Jonathan, the policy of separating families at the border has been stopped. There are, by counts, about 2,000 children who still need to be reunited with their families. But those points that you just made, does that point to why the protesters thought that there was still a need for this action, even though the policy that I think kind of inspired some of the initial action and reaction has actually stopped?
Right. Yeah. I mean, the court has ordered that those families be reunified. But I think you're exactly right. I spoke to one man from Green Bay. His name is Christian Rubio, and he came to the rally with his family, and he said that he was there, of course, to oppose separating migrant families. But he also told me that he took issue with how President Trump has portrayed immigrants, classifying them as criminals and as bad people. Rubio told me that, you know, he's an immigrant himself and is now a citizen, and he's a social worker, and he's a productive member of the community, and he knows other immigrants who are contributing in positive ways to their communities. While the protests were very much motivated by the separation of children from their parents, there were these, you know, deeper and broader motivations for many of those who were demonstrating.
We're talking with Jonathan Anderson right now. He's a reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Green Bay, and he covered the protests that happened in Green Bay on Saturday under the heading of Families Belong Together. And Jonathan, a group of young women who are DACA recipients helped organize this event, the Piguero sisters. Here's Merveyas Piguero Almonte talking about why they wanted to be involved.
This community in Green Bay cares, and that's what we want. We want immigrants that are here, no matter your status, to feel like you don't have to hide.
And Jonathan, can you tell us a little more about those sisters and why they decided to help organize the protest?
Sure. I know just a little bit in speaking to some of them. My understanding is they came here from the Dominican Republic, and they've been in Green Bay for around 17 years or so. My understanding is that at least one of them, I imagine all three, are DACA recipients, and they said this was a really important issue for them personally because they're affected by it personally.
And what about other immigrants? You mentioned one gentleman, these sisters. Were there immigrants who might have come under other programs who would not directly have been affected by these policies but wanted to show their solidarity, perhaps?
I imagine that's possible. I did not, to the best of my knowledge, interview anyone who was in that position, but my sense is that there probably were people who were in that position who were protesting as well here and around the state and around the country.
Were there any counter-protesters there?
There were not any in Green Bay that at least I had seen, but there were some elsewhere across the state. We had a report out of Wausau that there were some people who had expressed some disagreement with some of the Families Belong Together actions. In Wausau, as I understand it, the protesters formed a circle in a city square downtown, and they wanted to have a peaceful kind of discussion about this issue. And from one of my colleagues who was reporting in Wausau, there was somebody who sort of entered that circle and attempted to sort of hijack the discussion express disagreement, and that sort of ruffled some feathers. And there was also some people who were just sort of observing the demonstration, and they said that they disagreed with it, but they were just sort of watching it and not participating. I'm also aware of a situation somewhat south of Wausau in Wisconsin Rapids where there was a man who had pulled up in a pickup truck, and he said that separation laws have, quote, been on the books forever, and then he drove away. But that's the extent of counter-protests or counter, I guess, voices that I've heard from this.
And Jonathan, as we wrap up, as we said, the policy of separating families at the border has been stopped. I guess it could, if the administration decided, could restart, although there's now a judgment from a court saying that families need to be reunited. What did the protesters seem to think were their next steps? What do they want to do if they're hoping to keep some kind of momentum going?
Well, you know, one of the things that was very clear in Green Bay, and from what I understand from many other sites of protests around the state, was people were asking their neighbors and their friends were asking people who were at the protests to be involved in politics and to vote. There was a lot of get out the vote efforts at these rallies, and I think that is probably going to be one of the material things that may come out of this.
And we'll leave it there. Jonathan, thanks so much for being with us. Jonathan Anderson's a reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Green Bay. He was with us to talk about immigration protests across the state 2 days ago.